Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for our Rangers Player Show, brought to you by Pro Financial Services, specialty risk underwriters. And our Rangers Player of the Day for today's show is talented hitter Willie Calhoun.
Oh, a phone is
ringing. How you doing, Willie? What's going on, man?
How's it going?
Hey, we're doing great. We appreciate you taking the time to jump on with us. We always love visiting with you. I guess, gosh, this might be the third time we've had you on the show.
Maybe I think
the
that's second. Right. We had him last year and they had him in spring training, yeah. And now it's nice to have you back.
Yeah,
really.
Three times. So, yeah, thanks for joining us again, man. How's everything going for you?
It's going good. Just got done working out and probably about to get ready to go hit in a little bit and then get the day started.
Okay, so we got a lot of time left here. We're just sitting here on August 2nd, so we got 2 months left here, Willie. But so far, what has this year been about for you?
It's just been about being consistent and making sure that I'm having fun on the field and making sure that I'm keeping the same routine every single day.
You know, you said making sure that you're having fun, and, you know, the way the social media platforms are now, a player will tweet something and will – okay, what does this mean? And from afar, you know, the times we've talked to you in person, you seem like a happy, fun-loving kind of guy. But sometimes I get the sense that maybe you weren't having as much fun this year based on social media. Is that accurate, or is that a bad perception of you?
I wouldn't say that. I would just say that I've laid off social media like a little bit, at least Twitter, at least for a little while. Just because I try to stay off it a little bit more now, just because I just feel like sometimes it's really negative, and I try to like not look in much in much of that. So I try to stay away from that social media specifically. But other than that, I wouldn't say I wasn't having fun. I was just saying that my head wasn't all there in the first like 30 days. But ever since I say about May, I've really flipped the script, and I've been having a lot of fun ever since.
Man, that's fantastic. And, you know, we've been super excited about you being here since the Rangers acquired you from the Dodgers in the Yu Darvish deal. And, you know, your numbers have been phenomenal as a hitter. And I love, and I know this isn't how you're rolling now, but I love the old quote that came with you that, hey, what position do you play, Willie? I play the three hole. I think that's awesome. And obviously you're working to get better defensively and whatnot. But I do want to talk about hitting because everyone raves about your bat speed and your ability to adjust to pitches and, you know, look for off speed and then still hit fastballs and barrel them up. So looking at your numbers, you know, over the course of the season in the minors, you are hitting over 300. But there's been some chatter out there, hey, has Willie's power gone away a little bit? And I'm just curious as to, I mean, obviously you've been on social media to some degree, you've heard some of that. And I'm just curious, is there something going on with Willie Calhoun's power?
No, I wouldn't say so. I'd say I'm becoming a more mature hitter, actually. Just because the last few years in minor leagues, I was able to get away with some things that I think that's just like my natural ability that I was able to do and able to consistently put the barrel on the ball and get that full side power. But this year I really try to focus on just becoming a more mature hitter. And well, I'm sure that you see the games nowadays and you see with the game how it's being played today where every lefty is just getting shifted and every defender is on the right side of second base. So it kind of makes you want to like hit the ball the other way just so that you can eliminate that shift. And that's something that I've been trying to do this year. That's been my goal this year to get that eliminated for me at least. And because I don't want to have that resume as I'm just a one-dimensional hitter and can only hit the ball to right field or the right side of second base. So for me, that was huge for me this year coming into the year and being able to spray the ball all over the field.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. And it does drive me crazy. Like Joey Gallo comes up and there's not a single player on the diamond besides, you know, the pitcher's like the furthest to the left side of anybody. It's crazy to see that. And I've heard, you know, I think it was Scott Boris. Is Scott Boris your agent, by the way?
Yeah, that's my agent as well.
Okay. I think Scott Boris was the one who was saying, hey, man, this is bad for baseball. What are we doing here? And you can even look at Bryce Harper's numbers are weird. And, you know, it's like, do you think that, and I'm putting you on the spot being a young player, but I mean, do you think that's bad for the game, all these shifts, or are you just looking at, hey, it's just the way it is?
I mean, it kind of is just the reality of baseball, I guess, nowadays. But, I mean, if you look at guys like Joey, I mean, the guy can hit the ball 500 feet, like, consistently. So that guy, he's like a one-of-a-kind type of player. and like his powers is like unbelievable. But I believe that the like it's just like how the way the game is being played nowadays, which sucks, because for lefties, I feel like we get like treated differently than the righties, because I feel like every lefty, no matter how it is they're just putting everybody on the right side of second base. But I mean, that's just the reality of the game nowadays, and I mean that's something that coming into this year I really wanted to eliminate, and because I didn't want to have that resume as a one-dimensional hitter, and hopefully that I can keep that approach going and try to stay more up the middle.
We're talking to Willie Calhoun here on the Ben and Skin Show. You know, I haven't watched any minor league baseball this year, but as you were talking, I was sitting there thinking, is basically everything we're seeing schematically in the majors exactly what they're doing in the minors too? In other words, are you getting shifted the same ways and things like that in the minor leagues?
Yeah, they reinforce it with pretty much majority of every team that we played against this year.
Well, I would imagine, you know, I always think about the giant leap in the quality of pitching that you see, obviously going from single A to double A and then double A to triple A, and then you get to the majors and pretty much everybody can pitch. Are you having to not only think about, you know, the level of the pitching you're going against, but also at the same time, you know, the way you're being positioned or the way the defenses are being positioned against you? Is that too much to think about at the plate, or do you scale down what you're thinking about? How do you go through that process of an at-bat? What's going on in your mind?
Well, it's pretty simple, honestly. You come up to the plate, and you see just a huge hole, just like nobody's at shortstop. So you're just like, all right, well, all I have to do is, like, hit a ground ball. I get a ground ball over to the shortstop, and it's just a base hit. So, obviously, you don't, like, try to force it. But, I mean, if the opportunity presents itself, you hit the ball that way. But I think, for me, like, I don't think too much in the box. And the as far as the quality of pitching, obviously, it's a huge jump from AAA to the big leagues. Just because the pitchers up here, like they know what they want to do with the ball,
right,
and everything. So I'm saying I'm getting really comfortable now with the everyday at bats and playing every day, or and then taking a break and then playing the next day. I think I'm really happy with how like I'm developing and seeing the pitching up here.
And I would imagine, you know, you don't want to think about too much because it can complicate things, but those guys can pitch towards the shift as well. It's such an interesting chess match, and I guess I hear you saying that the best thing to do is not engage in the chess match. Just go up there and do what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
We're talking to Willie Calhoun here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. All right, we've talked a lot about hitting. Let's talk about how you're coming along as a fielder. Where are you getting most comfortable? Where are you seeing yourself headed?
I've been getting really comfortable in left field. That's where I've been doing early work every single day before the games. And I'm increasing my stride length and doing and throwing every single day with our bench coach. And just getting out there every day and make sure I'm moving around before the game is because preparation is huge, and that's something that I've really been focused on.
All right, let's move on to something that's way more important. What is the best skin in Fortnite currently?
To be honest, I haven't played ever since.
Come on!
I haven't played ever since I got called up, so it's been about 3 weeks.
Man,
it's been since the 15th of July, actually, since we went on the road in Round Rock. So it's been a while since I got on the game.
Well, I respect that. You got some other things going on that are a little bit more important. But dude, I've got to play with you one time, and I'm like, and it was so random. But we haven't been able to get out there on the island again. Let me just tell you, there's still chaos out there, man, and you need it. There's a lot of shots being fired, a lot of noobs out there, a lot of sweaties and tryhards, and we need to get you back on the island. So after the season, do you anticipate getting back on the sticks?
Yeah, I'll probably be back on the video games. Come to the season end, I'll take a few weeks off before I get my off-season workout regimen going. And then, but, yeah, I'm sure you'll see me online some point this off-season.
Willie, I don't play Fortnite, but I couldn't follow a word Ben was just saying, and then you seem to really just pick up on it. Really, so you understood all that crap he was just saying there?
100%. 100%.
What is it? Is it like a subculture jargon? What's happening there? What are you guys? Do you guys plan this out online when you're playing?
I guess it's just the gaming, like the lingo, the gaming lingo. You know?
Did you understand all that, KT?
Yeah, 100%. I did.
Yeah. Do we all? Yeah, we understood, Skin. Well, you're telling us to get off your lawn right now, old man.
Hey, this is Texas. You better stay off my lawn.
That's right.
We've got some castle lawn, guys.
Yeah.
Well, Willie, thank you so much for the time, man. We always love talking to you. We're excited to see what you're going to do here the next couple of months. And Ben's got a special prize chosen just for you.
Yeah, okay. For appearing on the show today, you're going to receive a $250 gift certificate to Star Power, the ultimate source for luxury living. You can visit getstarpower.com, and John Blake will tell you all about that. But I can tell you this. This offseason, you're going to want to take that into Star Power and get hooked up with a nice home theater system so you can get some quality gaming on with us, all right?
Nice, brother. Appreciate that. Thank you, guys.
Hey, thanks so much. Much continued success to you. We're so glad that you've arrived up here in the majors, and a lot of Ranger fans excited about your future. So keep up the great work.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate that.
All right, there he goes. Willie Calhoun.
See you, Willie.
Shut up, Kevin.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.